Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. The groups Community Organizing Alliance, Maine Youth Power, and Youth People's Caucus will lead a Youth Ask the Questions gubernatorial primary candidate forum tomorrow evening at the Portland Media Center. Shanna Bellows, Troy Jackson, Narrow Shah, and Hannah Pingree are listed as participants. For those who cannot attend in person, they will also offer a streaming option, and organizers say there are watch parties scheduled around the state. One of the watch parties is going to be at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor in the basement stacks. You can get more information about that at jessuplibrary.org. That's jesuplibrary.org. The Youth Ask the Questions gubernatorial primary candidate forum is happening from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. The link to get the streaming link yourself, I don't know if they're using Zoom or what platform they're using, but you have to sign up for that online. And they have either a QR code, which really doesn't work on radio, or a very long URL, which also isn't great. So I will post that on the archives along with today's Around Town. You can find that right now if you look at weru.org. Points North, the nonprofit organization behind the Camden International Film Festival, is launching a monthly documentary series, and it kicks off tomorrow night. It will continue on the fourth Thursday of April and May at the Strand Theater in Rockland. Each screening will be followed by a question and answer session or a facilitated discussion, often with the filmmaker in attendance. The series kicks off tomorrow night with The AI Doc, or How I Became an Apocaloptimist. It's a new film directed by Daniel Roher and Charlie Tyrell, the Academy Award-winning filmmakers behind Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and Navalny. Quote, a father-to-be tries to figure out what is happening with all this AI insanity. The AI Doc, or How I Became an Apocaloptimist, is a handmade, eye-opening documentary about the most powerful technology humanity has ever created and what's at stake if we get it wrong, end quote. Tomorrow night's inaugural screening will be free and open to the public at 7 o'clock at the Strand in Rockland. You can get more information at rocklandstrand.org. And also on Thursday night, which is kind of a theme today, I didn't intend this, but all of the events I'm mentioning today are happening tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, the group Restore the North Woods will continue their speaker series with a Zoom presentation called Big Changes and Big Opportunities in the Maine Woods. Quote, the Maine Woods remains the largest undeveloped forest in the eastern U.S., a vast landscape of coniferous and hardwood ecosystems, exceptional biodiversity, and remote backcountry. The region encompasses most of New England's remaining old-growth forests, spectacular rivers, lakes, and wetlands, expansive habitat for wildlife, and places of deep cultural significance. This talk is part of Restore's ongoing speaker series about national parks, past, present, and future. Jim St. Pierre, Restore's main director, will speak about big changes in northern Maine in recent decades and the opportunity to create a grand national park and preserve. Jim has worked on protecting parks, forests, and wildlife in Maine for more than 40 years. He leads Restore's effort to create an expanded Maine Woods National Park and Preserve, building on the success of Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument, established by President Obama in 2016, end quote. That talk is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and you can find more information and register for the link at restore.org/events. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.